Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams has something to say about those buses of migrants coming in from Texas. He is planning a rare Sunday morning news conference. This comes after Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered hundreds of Central American migrants sent to the city, admitting he was making a statement about the Biden administration and Democratic mayor's views on border crossing and immigration. His honor's comments come after members of the city congressional delegation sent a letter to the Department of Homeland Security demanding answers about the migrants, saying asylum seekers are being sent here without the right paperwork, leaving them without shelter and at risk of missing legal notices. Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Adriano Espaillat want to know what the department is doing to make sure migrants end up in the right places and get their chance to make their case for asylum. Adams is set to speak at 7 a.m. Stay with us for all of the latest developments. Arrests at dueling protests over abortion in the city. That was the sound as abortion rights and anti-abortion rights protesters clashed outside the Basilica of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral on Mulberry Street in Nolita. Five demonstrators were arrested, two women and three men. It is unclear which side of the protest they were on. The church holds what it terms a life mass every month, after which attendees march to a nearby Planned Parenthood site for a protest, which is traditionally met with counter-demonstrators. Usually all of this happens without arrest. It's unclear what was different this time. Two separate pedestrian crashes in Brooklyn and Queens have left two women fighting for their lives. In Queens, it started with a crash in front of 125 103rd Street. A woman ran out of her home to see what had happened and was then hit by a different car. She was taken to Jamaica Hospital in critical condition. Driver stayed on scene. Police say there are no arrests at the time, but the investigation is ongoing. In Brooklyn, police are looking for the hit-and-run driver who hit a woman who was crossing Kings Highway early yesterday. This 34-year-old was at Kings Highway and Rockaway Parkway in East Flatbush when a gray or silver SUV slammed into her and just kept going. She was taken to the hospital where she's critical with what is described as a massive head injury. No arrests or other details right now. Police are looking for the man who whacked a city parks worker with a metal folding chair in a Brooklyn park. This happened around 8 a.m. yesterday outside the Betsy Head Pool. Police say a 38-year-old female worker was running a leaf blower when the guy just came up behind her and hit her. She was taken to Brookdale Hospital, said to be conscious and breathing and recovering from a head injury. The guy ran off down Thomas Boylan Street. Parks Department says this attack is appalling and they are working with police on the investigation. Still a lot of NYPD officers heading for the exits. The Post is reporting that more than 2,400 officers have filed to leave the department this year, 42% increase over last year's 1,700 who left. And the paper says the number of officers leaving before they reach the 20 years for a full pension is up 71%. Police Benevolent Association says it's an exodus of officers who've had enough and called on the department to make some changes. No comment so far from the NYPD. Well, the big summer party is on again. The annual Summer Streets event returned yesterday.
There was tap dancing, free bike rides, and pop-up playgrounds, and free drinks to sample to cool off. It was the first of three Saturdays with Park Avenue closed to all cars and trucks from East Harlem to the Brooklyn Bridge. And bike rider Arlene was thrilled.
I love it. I love it. I mean, I also drive, so I need the streets. But I love it that Saturday, you know, they have it open. And it's a different experience in New York.
DOT Commissioner Dennis Rodriguez said for the first time, the people in Harlem came first.
Summer Street was started in an underserved community. 109 in Park Avenue in El Barrio. In a working-class community.
Mayor Adams participated, riding his bike from 109th Street down to 51st. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds on Park Avenue at 51st Street.
Not your usual Sunday service in New Jersey, where a priest and his deacon father celebrated Mass not long ago. Father Matthew Gonzalez led the service in Bergenfield with his dad, German. Father Matthew even helped ordain his dad. They told NorthJersey.com,
I got into it first, but he was ordained a deacon before I was ordained a priest. I studied for 7 years.
The teachers that we have are the same teachers that he has in the seminary.
Archdiocese says it is the first time in their history that a priest celebrated his first Mass with his father as a server.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.